Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beaten, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. Four, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America, but the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. The Most High has put his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government know it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be alright, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ come back. While they're teaching you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this, the Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, which says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Atham, Walter Water, peaceful Sabbath, bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another broadcast and episode of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon, where we connect the dots of our current reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Amar Karab. It is 7:20 p.m. Central Standard Time, October 29th, 2021. And I pray that you brothers and sisters that are out there are doing well today, that you've had a blessed week, that you made it through the week. As these weeks become harder and harder to make it from one to the next, with everything that's going on in our reality right now, it's always a blessing to be here at the end of the week to partake in the weekly Sabbath, right? Friday night to Sunday night. The Sabbath day, definitely a blessing to be here. We can rest, recharge, make sure our antennas are spirit and power from on high. And it's also a blessing to be here to do another episode because with the censorship and the cancel culture that we live in, you never know, when it could be the last time. And not just with that, but all the other different things that are going on and are being shown to happen in the future. These or even connect to the internet or use technology outright. So it's always a blessing, and we want to make sure that we're being grateful for that, being appreciative, giving all praises and glory and honor to the Heavenly Father, Ahaya, His Son, Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit will walk, which are the names in the Hebrew. And boy, we have another jam-packed, full of information broadcast, you brothers and sisters. Definitely a lot of information to go into. I don't know if I want to say exciting information because, you know, the things that we're seeing can definitely be very troubling. But in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that knowledge and wisdom shall be the stability of our time. So exciting in the sense that getting access to this information stabilizes us and gives us assurance that what we're reading in the scriptures is actually true, right? It confirms our faith. It confirms our belief, which gives us hope, okay? So exciting in that sense. And let me just get tonight's broadcast title before we go into the announcements, just so you all can see it here. Tonight's broadcast, the title is Altered Carbon, Hydra, and the Beast with Seven Heads Redux. Altered Carbon, Hydra, and the Beast with Seven Heads Redux. Okay, so for those that were tuned in to last week, or you had a chance to check out the broadcast we did last, and pretty sure you're kind of familiar with the subject matter for tonight. But if not, don't worry. Just make sure that you are dialed in. Go ahead and get comfortable, because and buckle your seatbelts, because it's a lot of information, very groundbreaking information that's coming out in these last days and this we'll add to that with tonight's broadcast. So let me go ahead and get the announcements for the broadcast before we get started. Of course, let everyone know we're streaming live here on Twitch. Again, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest is where you can find us streaming live on the internet. You can view it, whether it's through your phone, your computer, your TV, your tablet, whatever the case may have you. You get a visual representation of the information we're going into, as well as the audio. Okay, definitely very good when it's visually enhanced. You actually get to see the images to add to your imagination as well. So that's how you can watch and follow along online. If you would like to participate by calling in, we have Blog Talk. We are running a simulcast. We have Blog Talk right now. The guest call-in number is 515-605-9327 is the guest call number for Blog Talk. Okay. And you can call in if you have a comment, question, news meant to share, you think it's groundbreaking, you'd like to add to the broadcast. Don't hesitate to call in. Press 1 after you've called in. That'll let me know that you would like to speak by putting you in the queue. And I'll check periodically throughout the broadcast to see if there's any callers, and we'll take the calls as I see them coming in. Okay. So share this, social media, email, text messaging, however you can share it, let everyone know where we are. Again, this information is definitely very pivotal right now in these times. So it's key that people have access, have the opportunity to, you know, time and chance happens to all men. You know, so it's good that they have an opportunity to at least take, you know, an ear to what's going on, whether they hear or forbear. That's really nothing, you know, of much of our concern, as we can't control that. But we can control at least letting everyone know that we are live. And we have the Hebrew and Bible Academy coming up starting this Sunday. So this Sunday, October 31st, we will have week one of the Hebrew and Bible Academy. How can you sign up? HistoryTimes.org. You can go to HistoryTimes.org and sign up through the website. You have all the different information there where you can sign up. Definitely don't want to miss out. Each academy is coming with some new information. It's always groundbreaking. It's always the latest of doctrine and resources that the church and the elders bring forth through much study and revelation from the Most High. So you don't want to miss it. Again, you never know. Could be the last one. So make sure you take advantage. It is $150 for 3 months, or you can pay 2 installments of $75, and that will get you in the Hebrew and Bible Academy, right? And also, we have other church podcasts that are also currently streaming through the week. You want to make sure you check out A Gathering 144, GOC. Where you can tune in to some of the church leadership lessons, broadcasts, podcasts, all those good things. Make sure you're supporting the streams, again, so we can get the numbers up. The more numbers we have, then the more it gets put out to the virtual world so that others may stumble across it. Just maybe similar to how a lot of you brothers and sisters came into this understanding, stumbling across it through the internet. Maybe weren't necessarily looking for it, and somehow, some way, you were looking at one thing and you stumbled upon this information or the church. So, right, and it keeps you up to date. Keeps you up to date with everything that's going on. Changing by the second, right? Things are changing by the second. So you never want to be left out in the dark. You don't want to miss out on any type of update, okay? Anything that comes forth real time, you want to make sure that you are aware of it all as much as you can, right? Now, let's go ahead and go into tonight's broadcast. Let me bring the title back up again. The title for tonight, Altered Carbon, Hydra, and the Beast with Seven Heads Redux. Altered Carbon, Hydra, and the Beast with Seven Heads Redux. So we did part one 2 weeks ago, our last broadcast, and it was definitely very, very astonishing and shocking information that, you know, was shared. And, you know, when we were finished with the broadcast, I felt like there was so much more meat left on the bone that, you know, wasn't indulged in. And I said, you know, I would like to do a part two, but, you know, as always, I allow things to develop naturally, organically through the spirit. And even though I still had material that I could, you know, go back over or even reinforce, I said, you know, just we'll see how things go. And, you know, sure enough, more information came out in the past 2 weeks that even go further in to going back into this for a second time. So for those that missed part one, make sure you check it out. You'll be caught up to speed on a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. But nonetheless, even if you didn't see part one, the Redux will definitely, you'll be able to follow along regardless of missing out on the first broadcast that we did. All right. Now, before we go into any information, I actually want to get the latest from the White House. The latest from the White House, right? A lot's been coming forth from that particular podium. So let's go ahead. I'm going to pull up the video right now, and we're going to check this out. Okay, give me one moment. So everything is declining according to the narrative, right? As far as the numbers, COVID numbers, hospitalizations, people getting sick, people dying, everything's going down. But still not good enough, because what does the president-elect follow that up with? But there are still 66 million unvaccinated, okay? Now, they told us herd immunity. So that $66 million shouldn't be that big a deal, especially with all the numbers going down, you would think, right? But this has nothing to do with numbers as far as the numbers that he rattled off at the beginning when it comes to hospitalizations, COVID deaths, COVID cases. It's got nothing to do with those numbers. It has to do with the numbers of those unvaccinated. That's really what this is all about. But they want to make you think that the vaccine is working. Numbers are going down. It's the vaccine. Before the vaccine, numbers were going up. And you can thank this man right here because he's the one who, you know, he's the one being given all the credit for the vaccine, the success, the numbers going down, so on and so forth. But let's continue here. So if you don't want to take the vaccine, right, or you're opposed to it for whatever reason, that's considered misinformation. What was the second thing he just said? Let's go back a little bit. Got to continue to protect the vaccinated. Got to continue to protect the, why do the vaccinated have to be given even more protection? I thought they were already protected through the vaccine. So how do you protect the vaccinated? You protect them with booster shots. Okay. Now that wasn't what they told us at the beginning. They said two shots and you'd be protected. Okay, but now nope. The vaccinated need protection because the vaccine doesn't protect. They need boosters. The booster's the protection now. Okay, so now they're looking to get all the booster shots approved. Now this is about a week old. Okay. So about a week old. This is the latest podium major speech or address by the president elect. Okay, so we're just getting the latest from the podium here. These boosters are free. Let's say it again, free. A lot of free shots going out. You know, you got two shots in the initial dosage, and then you got booster shots that are free. Who's paying for all this? I mean, I lived all my life, and I've never really known to get too much things free. Right, he had to say it twice to make sure you realize this is free, because they know, especially us, our people, how much we like free stuff, right? Which they just now have, the FDA has just now approved children from that age group, 5 to 11, that the vaccine now is safe. I think that came out this week. They have purchased enough vaccines for children ages 5 to 11. So I got two questions. Who is we? Who is the we that purchased these vaccines, and where did the money come from to purchase them? Two questions I have. So for the past, 10, 11 months, pretty much the same broken record, same song that we heard over and over and over and over again, right? It's like from 1 week to the next, you watch it, you would swear, did I just hear this speech last week? Oh no, it's a new speech, but pretty much, okay, trying to repetitiously drill it in the minds of the masses. But just wanted to do a quick update on that before now going into the information. For tonight's broadcast, again, Altered Carbon, Hydra, and the Beast with Seven Heads, Redux. Okay, now, last broadcast, we went through some scriptures. I want to go back over some of those scriptures that we went over last broadcast. Didn't really get to go into them the way I would like to have. But I first want to start in Matthew chapter 24. I want to start in the book of Matthew chapter 24. And I'm starting at verse 36. It says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So in order for us to understand all the things that will be going on in our reality, it's important for us to understand the things that were going on during Noah's reality, during his time. If we believe that this is the time, second coming of Christ, and he's soon to arrive, then it's very critical and important to know what all was going on during the time of the flood. Now, we read this last broadcast. I'm just going to briefly go back over it again. Genesis 6, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." Okay, the sons of God being the angels, verse 3, and the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days. There were giants. Excuse me, had the wrong in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown." All right, so this is what was going on during the times of Noah. Not just this, but this was a big part. Nephilim, fallen angels came down, dealt with women. From that produced your giants or your demigods. Now, this is an image from the movie Prometheus. Okay, we're going to talk more about Prometheus tonight. Okay, but your giants. Okay, as you can see here, you see this engineer from the movie Prometheus hovering over these normal-sized men. Okay, this is what was going on during the times of Noah, except in the time of Noah, the giants were way bigger than this. I forget how tall they were. I think it was like 3,000 ells, and I'm trying to remember how tall that is, like 100 feet tall. You're right. I can't remember. I have to go back and do the math on that, but just to kind of give you, you know, some kind of visual to these giants, okay? There were giants in the land. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, and these giants became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown, meaning that these giants would be celebrated throughout all ages, all cultures, and worshiped. created mankind. Okay? They created mankind. And that's not all they created in this movie. And we're going to get more about the movie Prometheus as we go through this broadcast. But just getting an understanding of what was walking the earth in the days of Noah. So what we can say is that during the times of Christ's coming, second return, or second coming, that we would see giants in some form of capacity, okay, whether it's them physically, the technology that they had and what they were creating with their technology. You know, you have all the things that they were doing, the hybridization of creatures. And we look at all these things happening right now in our reality, okay? All the computers and the cell phones, the technology, which would be primitive. Now, if it was back then, they had way far advanced technology than what we have now, okay? Now, this would be known as the serpent seed. Right? The serpent seed, which going back to Cherean Genesis, we have chapter 3, verse, let me get it here. Genesis 3 and 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the day of thy life. And I will put enmity or variance or war between thee and the woman, between thy seed, which is the serpent seed, and her seed shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Okay? So we're going to come back to Genesis chapter 3 here in a moment. Let's go now to Revelation now. So now that we understand what was going on during the times of Noah, revelation into the future. And John the Revelator paint a picture for us of prophecy in the future to go along with what Christ said about the days of Noah. So Revelation 13, verse 1. And it reads, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Very important. All right. Very important. This beast is rising up out of where? Out of the sea, out of the ocean, out of the water. Okay. So we're going to highlight that water and come back to that, or we'll go through that throughout this broadcast. Having seven heads and ten, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. Okay? Blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now, when we read the book of Daniel, we understand that a beast is an empire. So what Daniel is seeing here is an empire. Okay, but he's seeing an empire comprised of many empires, meaning this empire has attributes and characteristics of empires before it. This beast, being the fourth beast, is the Roman Empire. But you had the empires before it, the Greek Empire, the Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire. So the leopard, the bear, okay, the lion. All these things making up the other beasts that Daniel saw in his prophetic vision. Who gave the beast or the empire the power that they have? The dragon. Okay, that same dragon, which was the serpent we read about in Genesis chapter 3. The serpent. Okay, so in his empire, he would have the serpent people ruling. His children. In some form of capacity, not that we necessarily see them
in the forefront in power. We see Joe Biden in the forefront. We see Vladimir Putin in the forefront. But who is behind, who's the power and the beings that are behind them, that are behind the curtains, who you don't see? Okay? These beings are the children that are running the world, and who gives them their power? Their father, the devil. Okay, the serpent, the dragon. Verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So we talked about the Hydra in Greek mythology. Okay, the Greek beast, Hydra, if you tried to kill one of its heads would recover and heal itself. You chop off one head, and it would actually grow back two. So it was a beast that was said to be immortal, could not. This beast empire that cannot be killed. Okay? This beast, this empire has taken many wounds and continues to live, and it seems to grow stronger and stronger with every wound it takes, right? Verse 4, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. So because these empires are ruling, and the people of those empires are now carrying out the culture of those empires, worshiping those empires. Right now, America is being worshiped by people all over the world. Not just American people itself, everybody and their mama trying to get to America to live. Trust me, believe me, I've traveled the world. And when they're trying to figure out, why are you here? All right, shouldn't you be in America? That's where I want to be. That, you know, based upon this, you know, idea that America is this great place. Okay, worshiping the beast, but through worshiping America and worshiping these empires, you're now worshiping the devil, because again, he gave them, these empires, their power. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Okay, who can make war with this Hydra that when you wound one head, it just heals back. Okay, it can't be killed. Who can make war with this beast? This beast coming out of the sea. And again, the Hydra was called a sea serpent, a serpent of the sea. So, you know, who knows? John maybe is seeing this vision of this beast, this puppy. And, you know, in his mind, that's how he's describing it, based upon this Hydra. It's similar to this beast. Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. So this beast was given power to go against the children of God, the woman seed. That's the saints. It's going back into that war, going back to Genesis 3, between the serpent seed and the woman seed. And to overcome them. Remember what we read in Genesis 3. It shall bruise thy head. Right? It goes the head of the beast being wounded. And thou shalt bruise his heel. Okay? Thou shalt bruise his heel. So the serpent is coming after our heel to bite us in the heel as we're wounding its head. But you wound this beast's head, it grows right back. All right? It heals. It heals itself. Now, let's keep going here. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So not only was this beast given power to make war with the saints, but also against other races as well, meaning the Gentiles too. So all nationalities would be at war, or there'd be a war waged against them, whether they know they're in the war or not, by this beast. How did this beast war? Now, this beast is different types of warfare. So warfare doesn't just come in one way. It comes many different ways. Verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So the chosen were the ones that would not worship this beast. They would expose this beast. They would not worship it. But everyone else is worshiping this beast. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Because the saints, again, are at war with this beast. And in order to war with this beast, you must have patience and faith to overcome this beast. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So this beast that cometh out of the earth's job is to make people worship the beast that came before it, the one that came out of the sea, whose deadly wound was healed. So this second beast out of the earth would be very similar to the first beast. It would pose itself as the same as the beast out of the sea. So you're really worshiping that original first beast. Now, breaking it down, that first beast we read about out of the sea is your ancient Roman Empire. This beast out of the earth is your modern day Roman Empire in the United States of America. So when you're worshiping America, you're really actually worshiping Rome. Right? That's what it's saying here. You think you're worshiping America, but no, you're worshiping Rome. That's what America came out of, is Rome. The little horn in the book of Daniel chapter 4 that came, you had the 10 horns on the fourth beast, and there was a little horn that came out. Okay, that little horn was what Daniel seen in America. But John the Revelator saw a second beast coming out of the earth, and that was his description of what he saw as America, right? They both seen the same thing, but they're just describing it a little bit different. Daniel the little horn, John the beast out of the earth. Okay? Now check this out. Verse 13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire cometh down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them. Okay, the deception, because of course the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And the serpent gave the beast, in this case, the second beast, its power. Okay. It deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. So America has been given all types of deceptive practices and ways to deceive the world, to deceive its people, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So America has been able to bring Rome to life through an image. What is that image? Culture. Right? Roman culture. Which, again, and this beast has all other different empires comprised in it, not just Rome. Okay? You have Greek. You have Persian, you have Babylonian. So all those gods, all their culture, the Sodomite culture, homosexuality, transgenderism, pedophilia, murder, fornication, adultery, all the filthy abominations would become the culture, and that would become the image that this beast would be known by. Okay, when you think about American culture, there's an image that comes to your mind. Okay? And if you're not going to celebrate this culture, you know, if you're not going to, you know, if you're not going to acknowledge homosexuals, sodomites, transgenders, I mean, think about Dave Chappelle right now, right? And then looking to cancel him in this, you know, whole thing of going against transgenders. Okay, if you're not going to worship the culture, this image that the beast has, who shall be killed. So the cancel culture is just the beginning of them killing you, right? You ever heard of assassination of character? So your assassination of character is just the beginning of you being killed, right? That they're just killing your character first, but the physical death is coming next. So it starts first publicly killing you. And they're doing a lot of things in the news with demonizations and domestic terrorism, and all these things are assassination of characters. You know, black Israelites, you know, you see all this stuff in the news. They're trying to demonize and make certain people look bad, certain groups of people, mainly black people, look bad. So therefore, it'll be much easier to come against them, to physically kill them when the time comes, because these are the children of the saints, right? These are the woman's seed who have the capacity to stand against this beast and fight this beast. Verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. So there is a branding that comes with worshiping this beast. It isn't just worshiping is good enough. No, you must be branded too. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so without this brand, you might as well say you're not worshiping this beast. No matter how much of the culture you take on of it, you have to take the brand too. That's a physical identification marker that you belong to the beast. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And we learned last broadcast, if we didn't already know, for those that didn't know, that man composition and what gives him his structure is carbon. Right? So the number of the beast is the number of a man, and his number is 600 3 score and 4, 666. Man, a new race and species of mankind. Okay, made after the image of the beast. Okay, made in the image of Satan, whereas man in the garden was made after the image of God. Now, Satan, the dragon, or the devil, or the serpent, has now stepped in and is now looking to alter mankind and make him after his image. All right, his image. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 9. Okay, Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven and unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts. Is this what John seen?
on the Isle of Patmos. Now, these locusts are demons, right? These locusts are demons. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Okay? And you look at a scorpion, this particular entity looks very similar to a scorpion. Okay? Very, very similar. Okay? But we do know that John saw demons coming out of the earth, locusts. And this is the Hydra that the doctor found in the Moderna mold RNA vaccine. Okay? It's what she found. Locusts upon the earth, given power as scorpions. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Okay, so if you have the seal of God, you have the knowledge and understanding to know not to get this vaccine. So if you don't get the vaccine, these things can't hurt you. If they're in the vaccine, okay, how else is it going to happen? Okay, or any other way that they would try to use these demons, aliens, which alien just means something foreign, not from our dimension, doesn't necessarily mean space. It's talking about another realm other than our earthly realm. They cannot harm those that have the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them, it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. So if the beast with seven heads had a deadly wound that was healed and can't be killed, and if you're made after the image of the beast, right? And when we learned about the Hydra, this there's actually an actual Hydra, or at least a organism in the earth called Hydra, which can't be killed. You chop it up, blend it up, it puts itself right back together. Right? Can't be killed. So if they're putting this inside of people in some form of fashion through hybridization, whatever they're doing in the labs to make this creature, this entity, this thing, then its job is to keep you alive. Now, you do have some experiments that go wrong. So, you know, not everybody that takes this makes it out to sea the next day or days, you know, going forward. But, you know, the booster shots are there to keep you living. Okay. You're going to need the booster shots to stay alive. Okay. But that's the whole thing, is immortalization. So the first goal for them was to cut the God gene off. Right, give you the vaccine that's going to then cut the God gene off. Once you're now disconnected from the Creator, to where you have no connection with Him and the Holy Spirit isn't working with you, no, with a host. Okay, you got your spirit in you, but you have no Godhead connection. So there needs to be a replacement for that. So now, connection now, which has been broken, that God gene, which has been broken, is now being replaced with the serpent gene. And now your connection is there in a hive mind condition with the beast. Okay? Remember, they worship the beast. Revelation 17 tells us they shall have one mind with the beast.
Okay, so you're going to be linked into the beast and have that mind. And it's through all this different technology, this following technology that's causing this to be possible. Okay, but you're going to want to die because you're being tormented by demons. But you're not going to be able to die because this thing is designed to keep you living. Verse 7, and the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, like crowns like gold, and their hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Okay, and we talked about Prometheus. Okay, I'm going to talk more about that tonight. Now, one more scripture. Let's go to, we had this last week, Daniel chapter 2. Now, whereas John saw these beasts, okay, Daniel saw, he saw beasts, but he also saw a statue. Okay. So Daniel 2 and 40 says, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. Okay, that fourth kingdom being the Roman Empire. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Okay, and we're living in a divided time, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Okay, this is the time of the end. It's going to be a time of division on many different levels, politically, as well as biologically. Okay, we're going to go into that here as we continue. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. Verse 42, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Verse 43, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Going back to Genesis 3, serpent seed and the woman seed. So they is the serpent seed, shall mingle themselves with the seed of men or the woman seed. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. This is what Daniel seen, John seen, the number of the beast, 666, man, altered carbon, a different species of mankind being created in this partly strong but partly broken kingdom. Kingdom of the Nephilim, kingdom of the giants. So just like the days of Noah were, the giants ruled in those times, we're coming back. The curtain are about to come all the way out in the open. And I'm not just talking about with themselves, I'm talking about with all their agendas. It's coming out. Everything that they're looking to do, it's coming out. Vaccine and what we're seeing is exposing a lot of what they're looking to do to mankind. Going back to Genesis 3, I said we go back to it. We'll finish off here. Genesis 3, and this is what the giants, the Nephilim, are looking to do to mankind, which is what their father had promised Adam and Eve. Genesis 3 and 3, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So Adam and Eve were already immortal. And through this act, it brought death into the world. And now the serpent is promising mankind eternal life and to be as gods. Now, when you go into the story of Prometheus, Prometheus actually was looking to make mankind on the level with the gods, on the same level with the gods. And from that, he was cast out of Olympus, right? He was cast out of Olympus, and he is known as the light bearer or the carrier of the flame. Sound familiar? Right? Angel from the bottomless pit, okay, that rises up out of the pit with all these locusts, and through this bite of the locust makes mankind where he can't die. Becoming like gods, becoming altered carbon or altered beast through transhumanism. All right. So that's, you know, what we're seeing happening in prophecy, and what we're seeing also in our real-time reality are these things being shown to us by doctors, okay, by the media, and by Hollywood. We're going to talk about and touch on all those components tonight to show how this lines perfectly up with Scripture. All right? Perfectly up with Scripture. So let me go over here, and let's get our first videos for tonight. We had Dr. Carrie Madej on last week. She had shown us this Hydra out of a mode RNA, mode Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vial. Well, now she's taking a look under a Pfizer vial, and let's see if the Pfizer vial is showing her anything different than what the other two companies were showing in their vials. So she sees an organism going round and round as she's looking under a microscope. Inside there, moving around, trying to figure out what is this. Give me a moment. Sometimes brand new tube doesn't do right with Google Chrome. Let me take this over to Firefox one moment. So basically, what she's saying is these organisms inside this vial, once they were in the body, they started working together and forming a neural net in the body. So a frequency can cause these particular materials, these graphite materials inside this vial, once it's in your body, a frequency can activate them and cause them to come together and start interconnecting and networking together. So enter in now your 5G. Now we can understand why the importance of 5G to bring all this together. They're building infrastructure in your body, right? What kind of infrastructure? These things are alive. Now check it out here at the bottom. It says moving parts, parasite-like beings, delivery devices, right? Beings, okay? Not animals, not creatures, beings. These things are beings, okay? Parasites. An artificial intelligence network inside of a human being, okay? An autonomous, you know, system that you don't have control over. It's operating to some other speed, right? Some other beat. It's moving, not yours. Again, they cut the God gene off and connect you to the beast, and now you're connected to the mind of the beast, spirit of the beast, to move according to the beast. And that's where now you're starting to understand the blood clots. A lot of people who've taken the vaccines talking about blood clots. The Johnson & Johnson was suspended for about a month because of blood clots, right? Not that blood clots aren't being caused for other reasons, you know, of what, you know, the spike protein or whatever is doing to the cells. But when you have a bunch of stuff going in your blood, like parasites, now your blood becomes crowded. And veins and arteries become clogged because it's stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. That's a perfect term for it, a parasitic invasion. Parasitic invasion. So, you know, you look at Revelation 9, those locusts, okay? Those locusts came out. That's an invasion. And locusts have always been looked at as a plague. Okay? When you think about plagues, locusts is one of the main plagues you think about in the Bible. Okay? And they can be looked at as pests, a pestilence, or parasites. Parasitic invasion. So that's a blood clot. That's a blood clot that they pulled out of someone who took the vaccine. This right here. And again, brothers and sisters, this is that war of the serpent seed against the woman's seed, right? The beast went to make war with the saints and against all kindreds and tongues and nations. This is just part of the war, right? We're only dealing with one dynamic of many dynamics of this war, which is biological warfare. medical warfare.
Someone says that, I don't know, they said she is a new ager. I don't know who you're, if you're talking about Dr. Madej, but Dr. Madej is a Christian. So I don't know what you mean by new ager, if you're speaking about her, but from what I've seen with her, she's a Christian and believes in the Bible. So, but maybe you're talking about someone else, but. Someone said, did the doctor say spiritual war? She pretty much said that in so many words. She says, we're at war against, this is a war of mankind against, you know, basically she said, you know, other creatures or other beings, something else that's not man. But we're going to see some more of her in a moment to kind of go into, you know, for those that are questioning her spiritual beliefs. But you know, regardless of that, you know, you do have people that maybe don't believe in the Bible that are bringing forth a lot of information, and maybe at some point they will believe in the Bible. You know, to know this type of information is rare, as even Christians don't know a lot of this stuff, or would even, you know, begin to think this type of stuff. So it's always much deeper than when we look at someone just trying to judge them spiritually and where they're at, right? That's something we always got to keep in mind. But there's a scripture. I wanted to go back to Revelation chapter 13 because there was something that kind of came to me during that video about this biological warfare that we read earlier in Revelation 13. And this war. Let me get it. Let me find it here. Give me one moment. I'm just looking for the... scripture here. Here it is. Revelation 13 and 6. It says, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So what is God's tabernacle? Well, there's a couple things, few things that could be said to be his tabernacle. One of those things is our bodies, our temples, are also a tabernacle. So here it is, this beast is making war against the tabernacle of God, meaning he's at war against our bodies, our temples. We're going to talk as we go through this broadcast about the war against our bodies as we're just getting started here. So let's go now to the next video here. We have another one with Dr. Madej, pull it up. It says, Dr. Kerry Madej shows parasites in the COVID-19 vaccines, AI transhumanism, nanobots, hydrogel. So this video is 43 minutes long. We're going to watch about 10, 15 minutes of it. But there's some good things brought out that's kind of going to lead us into now going into the transhumanism, the altered carbon, right? The new species of mankind, the altered beast, all of those things. Let me try this in Firefox. So for anyone that was questioning her spiritual belief, I would say that what she just said there says a lot, talking about, you know, the royal birthright that we have with
God, and she says Yeshua. Of course, now those of us gathered in Christ Church, we know in the ancient, it's Yeshaya. Yeshua is more of a modern transliteration of Yeshaya, but you know, from what I've seen of her, she's pretty clear. She believes in the Bible. Where she's at in, as far as knowledge in that, I don't know. But, you know, at this point, we're just focusing on the information she's bringing forth or and anyone else that we show is just focusing on the information. Unless we have an actual conversation with an individual like that to talk to them about things scripturally, not really much more we can do but pray for them that you know, they get on with the right understanding. But we can say that for all of us. So just because we understand and know things doesn't mean that, hey, it's guaranteed that we'll make it, because he didn't do it to the end, same shall be saved. So just us knowing what we know doesn't guarantee us salvation. So always keep those things in mind when you're examining, you know, where someone else is spiritually. So we have human 2.0, upgrade yourself. This is the altered carbon. Scientists propose putting nanobots in our bodies to create global superbrain. That global superbrain is the beast. Okay, they even have a computer system in Belgium called the beast. It's your altered carbon, your new species of mankind. See that? Ray Kurzweil, we talked about him before on this broadcast. He works, he's like the Google CEO, and he's talking about putting a chip in your brain. He says, we're just a few scientific breakthroughs away from achieving eternal life. Now, he didn't mention Christ not one time. He mentioned science, getting eternal life through science. And Paul warned Timothy of science falsely so-called. Warned. So these are the guys that Paul was warning about, because Paul had to deal with these same type of cats during his time. These science guys. And when you watch Prometheus, that's pretty much what almost the whole movie of Prometheus is about. It's them trying to find who created them. And you know, you have, you know, androids that are searching for the ability to create because they're a machine and they can't reproduce like people can reproduce. It's just a movie on total creationism and evolutionism, right? So they're pushing a lot of these things in movies, but in our real reality right now, it's things like the vaccine. Now, remember the movie Avatar? I think it was like one of the highest grossing films before Avengers Endgame. So this is a chart that shows you what they look to do by 2045 with the Avatar, right? A robotic copy of a human body remotely, 2020. 2025, an avatar in which a human brain is transplanted at the end of one's life. Brain transplant, which we know our spirit is in our brain. So a brain transplant has yet to, at least successfully, have said they've done, right? 2035, an avatar with an artificial brain in which a human personality is transferred at the end of one's life. And then 2045, an hologram-like avatar. Okay, so this is their vision of mankind's future and the evolution of mankind into this immortal being. And we're going to talk about DARPA and hydrogel here more after some of these videos we watch. So they're able to control, when they get you to this place, this transhumanistic place of a new altered carbon, you're able to control things like military helicopter with your brain or telekinesis. Just like what we see on Matrix, right? Remember Neo sitting in the chair and he was learning all these different things, jujitsu, karate, taekwondo, all this stuff was being downloaded into his brain through him being plugged into the Matrix. Ray Kurzweil said in the 2030s, nanobots in our brains will make us godlike. Once we're cyborgs, he says, we'll be funnier, sexier, and more loving. Does that sound like Genesis 3 and Daniel 2 and 43? Ye shall be like gods, right? The iron mixed with the miry clay. So this has nothing to do with a disease, a virus, or a sickness. This has to do with transhumanism and getting us prepared to become part of the Borg, right? To become part of the collective, everybody linked into the beast with one mind. That's what this is all about. It's got nothing to do with a disease or a virus. So the COVID virus doesn't exist anywhere in the world. They haven't been able to isolate it or bring it and show it in a natural setting in any laboratory in the world. Okay? COVID is an idea. Okay? And when you watch the mainstream media and they tell you things, their job is to make you believe that idea. Doesn't have to be real. The same way how Disney can get you lost up in the fantasy and believe that reality is real, that's all COVID is, right? No doctor, no laboratory has been able to isolate a COVID virus anywhere in the world in a laboratory. Doesn't exist. So that's what the vaccine does. They made this thing that's not in nature and made it to where now your body will reproduce it in its cells and reproduce it. And that's what they're called. That's what you could maybe call COVID. whatever they've given you that's going to cause your body to make this now. Make this whatever it is, whatever you, this sickness or disease, now your body is going to make it through the synthetic code, the synthetic materials in this vaccine. They just needed you to believe it was real. So you would put it so that you would take it in your body. So what's in the code? HIV-1. And it's crazy connecting the dots. We talked about Dr. Fauci, the flip-flopping physician of no value. How did he get his rise to fame and get his start in all of this? Back in the 80s with HIV. Right? So here it is. The HIV circle comes 360, comes full circle. And so in this vaccine is HIV-1. Okay? It's something they created in the lab to put in your body for your body to make. Doesn't exist in nature. So they created this thing, this protein that doesn't exist in the real reality. They've got it from another realm. Enter your fallen angel Nephilim technology. Okay? Your locust coming out of the bottomless abyss with a polyon. Any human being can be patented and owned if there's any synthetic gene inside of them. What does that sound like? Revelation 13. Okay? They're branding and patenting mankind to be owned by the beast. You will be patented and owned by the beast. Okay? The branding is the final part of that patenting, the mark. God gene, cut the God gene off. Okay. Now, again, I'll leave all the links for these videos and articles in the description box. This is about 45 minutes long, so we're not going to watch all of this. We'll go to the next video, as we have a lot to cover tonight. Okay. So the next video we have here, it says Celeste Solem, former FEMA worker, said that she thinks hydrogel is the mark of the beast. I'll let you listen to this video here. This is a former FEMA worker. Celeste Solem, let's hear what she has to say, talking about, because we're going to start talking about the hydrogel. Okay, hydrogel is something that they put inside the vaccine. Okay, they use it for other things as well. So she said that the hydrogel is a precursor to the mark of the beast. And not just the hydrogel in itself. Hydrogel is just one of the many ingredients that are being used. We're going to talk more about the hydrogel in a moment, but I want to show a couple of videos here. Another one with Celeste Solem, FEMA worker, talking about the hydrogel, talking about the graphene oxide, all these weird ingredients that are going into this vaccine that they're not really telling you about, and what, you know, they potentially could be used for, what they're actually used for in, you know, many different other areas of our reality. And is this something that you really want inside your body? Okay. So let me go over here, pull her up here. Probably this is about 10 minutes. It's 45 minutes long. So she's going into basically all the deep components of hydrogels, the graphene being used with the hydrogel, the quantum dot tattoos, all those things we're going to go into and discuss here now. So let's go over here to first. The definition for hydro, because you have hydrogel. So what is hydro? So the definition for a hydro is a combining form, meaning water, used in the formation of compound words. So you have hydroplane, hydrogen as examples, right? Now, we know the body is made of 70 to 80% water. What is a molecule of water? Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, right? So majority of the body is hydrogen. Hydro meaning water, okay? We also have the hydra, which is the beast. The water, the serpent water beast in Greek mythology. You also have the hydra organisms in nature that live in water. They can, you know, basically replicate themselves as well. Speaking of that, water beast, you also had the mother of the Hydra, which is Echidna. Okay, this is the mother in Greek mythology of the Hydra, a female serpent. Okay, again, the serpent, the devil is in the details, was a monster, half woman, half snake, who lived alone in the cave. She was the mate of the fearsome monster Typhon, and was the mother of many of the most famous monsters of Greek myth. Okay? She was a half-beautiful maiden and a half-fearsome snake. Hesiod described the goddess Fierce Echidna as a flesh-eating monster irresistible who was like neither mortal men nor the undying gods. But was it half a nymph with glancing fair cheeks and half again a huge snake, great and awful with speckled skin, who dies not nor grows old all her days? So the reason I wanted to come here talking about the Hydra, we're talking about Revelation 13, the beast with seven heads, 10 horns. When you go to Revelation chapter 17, this beast is spoken of, and Revelation 17:1, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 6, this woman was drunken with the blood of the saints, right? Same saints that the beast of Revelation 13 with the war with. Check out verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. So in Revelation, again, John is seeing he's seeing the seven-headed beast being ridden by who? A woman known as Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So I'm looking at the Greek mythology, and I'm looking at what John is describing in his prophecy, and they're so parallel, right? So parallel. And this would also be what you would think when you think of Medusa, right? I think it's even mentioned down here that sometimes, you know, they pretty much are one and the same, her and Medusa. Okay. But just wanted to touch on that and the Hydra part, right? And they also carry Medea and the FEMA lady, we get her name, Celeste Solem, former FEMA worker, both talked about DARPA. So let's talk about DARPA real quick, and then we're going to talk about the DARPA hydrogel. This hydrogel is actually being made by DARPA. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a research and development agency of the United States Department of Defense, responsible for the development of emerging technologies for use by the military. Okay, so DARPA is military. It says here, The Economist has called DARPA the agency that shaped the modern world and pointed out that Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine sits alongside weather satellites, GPS, drones, stealth technology, voice interfaces, the personal computer, and the internet on the list of innovations for which DARPA can claim at least partial credit. So DARPA can claim partial credit, if not full credit, for the invention of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. So going back to Operation Warp Speed, when this whole vaccine COVID-19 agenda was launched, military operation, this is a military weapon, this vaccine. Now let's talk about the DARPA hydrogel here real quick before we actually show some videos on it. So it says here, DARPA Biotechnologies, Diagnostics on Demand,
Program Manager, Biological Technologies Office at Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Okay. So this is actually going into the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, right? And how DARPA was looking to create a vaccine to combat this. But even before COVID-19, they were doing the same thing with other so-called viruses and outbreaks. Transmissibility of infectious disease. All right. Now, this is dealing with the 2009 H1N1. So the military has been making these, whatever you want to call it, in the laboratory that they would then put in a vial and tell you is a vaccine. They've been working on this for a long time. So this goes into all the technologies. That they're using in line to do this. The future of in vivo nano sensors. Ultra small hydrogel scaffold. Tissue integration, overcome foreign body response and no embedded electronics, fluorescent sensing nanospheres. All right, so these are sensors, hydrogel sensors being made by DARPA. And it's all right here, and they put it all in your face in their papers. Let me see if I can find the other one here. Tissue integrating biomaterials, flexible yet strong formulation, FEMA-based hydrogel sphere templated to produce interconnected pores. This is what the military is working on. Businessinsider.com, a sensor injected under the skin, backed by DARPA, is meant to spot COVID-19 days before symptoms appear. This is what the FEMA worker was speaking about, right? Celeste was talking about this. The U.S. military story DARPA agency is backing development of a sensor meant to be injected under the skin to monitor for COVID-19. That's what they're trying to sell us on. This has nothing to do with that. According to the agency, which has backed futuristic endeavors like laser weapon, flying trucks and robot animals, the sensor continuously monitors vital signs and can flag an infection up to 2 days before symptoms. The agency is exploring whether the sensor could be given members of the U.S. military. When coupled with a receiver worn outside the body, it can set off an alert when something is wrong, developers told Insider. All right, so here it is. The wearable device illuminates the sensor and simultaneously reads the tissue oxygen concentration transmitted by the sensor. These sensors make it possible to detect in real time and over long periods of time changes in the body's chemistry. Jared Adams, Chief of Communications for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, told Insider in an email. The sensor is made up of two parts, a small strip of hydrogel injected under the skin. The strip is tiny, about a tenth of an inch in length. Hydrogel is same type of material that is used in soft contact lenses. So the same thing that is made using for contacts is made with hydrogel. And it's not that the hydrogel by itself is bad. It's the fact of what it allows it to be used within the body when you couple it with other components, right? So let's go over here and watch a couple of videos that talk about hydrogel and kind of give us some insight to what I'm saying on that. This video is titled Hydrogel Bandage, the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation.
So the reason why hydrogel works so well is because it's made up of a lot of water, but it's solid. Just like the human body, made up of a lot of water, but it's solid. So you see how hydrogel is the perfect thing to be used in the body by these, by the beast, when it comes to making a new species of mankind after its image. If you intermingle it with other things like metals and things like that, right? It's like jellyfish. What else is like a jellyfish? Hydra. What else comes from jellyfish? Luciferase, right? So they're using other animals, hybridizing stem cells, putting them in mankind. And again, it's where transhumanism comes into play, okay? The splicing, which was also going on during the days of Noah. That's 90% water, this hydrogel strip. And they're in these laboratories finding ways that they can deliver drugs through the hydrogel. Okay. So now this takes away the need for needles and IVs. You put this over a wound, and you can deliver medication straight to the wound through the hydrogel. The only problem is this is what they're putting in the vaccine, or the vials for the injections, is hydrogels. Okay, so again, the hydrogel by itself isn't necessarily bad, but when you start adding other things to it and then inject it into your body, understand the, I guess you could say, the versatility, right? The actual, what the capacity of this hydrogel has the ability to do when interacting with other compounds. It's very versatile. It's very diverse. Okay, let's go to the next video for hydrogel. This one says new hydrogel can repair tears in human tissue. So when they inject this into the body, it's liquid. But then once light hits it, it then hardens and becomes a solid, at a solid state. So basically, in a nutshell, what this is, what they're showing you here is, it was a scenario where a person tears a ligament or tears like some cartilage or something, this hydrogel can then come in and be a substitute for repair or a glue to hold the ligament or the cartilage together where it's torn or broken, right? Now, this is leading us somewhere, right? It's kind of laying the beginning, you know, foundation and building blocks of the power and potential of hydrogel and really what the beast is looking to use it as and use it for. So imagine this is your knee, and this is the cartilage in your knee, and it's torn. You're like a torn meniscus or something. Then they can come in and inject the hydrogel in the tear, okay, because cartilage is different than a lot of other tissue in that it doesn't heal the same. But the hydrogel can act as pretty much the same thing as the cartilage itself to fill in the gaps as it heals very, very, very slowly, or if it even heals at all. So it's a replacement for these types of tissues. All right. Now, talked about graphene last broadcast. The Celeste, the FEMA worker, was talking about graphene hydrogels. When you mix hydrogel with graphene, also Carrie Madej was talking about the hydrogel as well. Okay, well, there's another fluid, another compound we're going to talk about. So you have graphene, you have hydrogel. There's something else called ferrofluid. I don't know if you brothers and sisters are familiar with ferrofluid, but let's talk about that. This says ferrofluid test, magnetic liquid. So let's hear about this ferrofluid and check out the qualities of what this fluid has the ability to do, the characteristics. It's a ferrous metal. Ferrous meaning iron. So it's iron in a liquid form. So Fe is the symbol for iron on the periodic table. So there is where your ferro comes from. F-E-R-R-O. Ferro fluid. It's iron that's fluid or liquid. Now check out this liquid. As this liquid is coming down, it's hitting this magnetized bolt. Look at what this liquid is doing. This black goo, right, pretty much becomes part of this solid thing, which is this bolt, becomes part of it as an extension of it through the magnetization of it. Black goo. Now imagine this water is your blood or inside your body, right? And then that's what the magnet does to the ferrofluid when it's in water. And we're going to go into it. We're going to go into why it makes you think of Spider-Man here later, here just shortly. So ferrofluid is liquid iron, right? Remember Daniel 2 and 43, the iron with miry clay, that they shall mingle themselves together, but they shall not, you know, but they shall be divided. So what we're seeing here is the iron, and we're seeing the miry clay, which is the water. And you see how they're separate. They're together, but they're separate. They're not mingling together. Okay? They don't mix. So what happens now when you take this ferrofluid or graphene and then you mix it with hydrogel? Or some self-aware being or entity operating amongst these ingredients? Well, this video is hydrogel microbots to ferry living cells. Check this out. So if you have something inside your body that can be self-aware or controlled in some form or fashion, that can go throughout your body and collect cells, right, and it's a hydrogel, then look at what it can do when it comes to parts of your body that are injured, that need to be healed. And there goes your magnet, right? There goes your magnet, and it's being controlled to the spot of needing to be healed. Once a staple of science fiction, so now what would normally require surgery, right? This nanobot or microbot or maybe a Hydra can now come to the spot that needs to be repaired and heal you. And heal you. Now, where do we see this at? A black goo that is self-healing. Right, motorcycle wreck, broken legs. And then now comes the healing. The black goo now starts to heal the broken bones and the ligaments, the bruises. There it is, right? So again, they've been showing us this and making us think it's cool by celebrating these so-called superheroes, which are nothing else but the demigods or the Nephilim from the time before the flood. And they're looking to make us into these guys, right? To make us after them to where we're immortal, can't be killed, we get hurt. The nanobots, the hydrogel, the graphene, all these things start to repair our bodies. We're metallicized, we're iron and miry clay mixed together. All right, we're going to come back to that. But let me see if we have any callers in the blog talk queue here. Okay, I don't see. Let me just check because sometimes blog talk be acting up. Area code 704-9777. Did you have a question?
No, sir. Thank you.
704, going once, going twice. Okay, how about the 708 area code? Checking to see if you had a comment or a question. 708-2693. Comment or question? All right. Let's continue on then. So when you start mixing these particular things together in a vaccine, and these are just a few of the ingredients, hydrogel, graphene, right, the ferrofluid, all these metals and unidentified particles and substances that these doctors like Carrie Madej and the doctor in Europe we're finding in these vaccines, like, I don't know what this stuff is, but it has some type of metallic type property in it. Okay, now it starts to make sense with the Hydra and its ability to replicate itself, what they're putting in these vaccines, and Hollywood now showing us this whole time what they're looking to turn us into. What they are looking to turn us into. Let me see if I have any other videos here real quick before I go to some more information. Well, let me just show this real quick. Speaking of the black goo. And then I'm going to go to some information. Talked about the movie Prometheus and the engineer, right? And how these engineers or these giants, they actually engineer this black goo, which we're going to talk about later in this broadcast. They engineered this black goo. So a lot of movies, you'll see this black goo being shown, and that it changes the DNA. They're showing you it changing the DNA. So you see it interacting with the air, its properties being changed once it interacts with the air, similar to the hydrogel. Yeah, hydrogel is liquid, so the air or light shines on it, and then it hardens, right? So there's your black goo. The engineer drinks it as a test subject to make sure that what they created is going to do its job, which is extermination of the human race. Right? He sacrificed his life because they want to exterminate the human race with that substance. As that is traveling through the bloodstream, that black goo, it then attacks the DNA and destroys the DNA sequence, right? We're going to come back to the movies later. I'm just barely touching on the movies right now. But I want to hit a definition here. Internet of Things. Internet of Things. It says, this is on Wikipedia. The Internet of Things describes physical objects or groups of such objects that are embedded with sensors. And we talked about different sensors tonight. The DARPA sensors, the hydrogel sensors, okay, processing ability, software, and other technologies, and that connect and exchange data with other devices and systems over the internet or other communications network. Okay, so the Internet of Things is when everything is connected to the internet. Okay, you have a smartphone. The smartphone connects to the internet. You go outside, get in your car, it connects to your car. Come inside, it connects to your refrigerator, it connects to your TV, connects to your washing machine, okay? That's the Internet of Things. But don't forget, there's still one thing left to be connected to the internet. Physically, that's mankind. So the next goal is to get mankind to then connect to each and every one of those things. That's going to require putting something inside of you that's going to allow that to take place. The vaccine that they're calling COVID-19 vaccine is the beginning of that process. Okay? It's the beginning of getting your body, the neural network set up within your body to then accept the technology or the metal, the iron that will allow you to now connect to the internet completely, right, to the 5G. It says here, the field has evolved due to the convergence of multiple technologies, including ubiquitous computing, commodity sensors, increasingly powerful embedded systems, and machine learning. Traditional fields of embedded systems, wireless sensor networks, control systems, automation, including home and building automation, independently and collectively enable the Internet of Things. In the consumer market, IoT technology is most synonymous with products pertaining to the concept of the smart home, including devices and appliances such as lighting fixtures, thermostats, home security systems, and cameras, and other home appliances that support one or more common ecosystems and can be controlled via devices associated with that ecosystem, such as smartphones and smart speakers. The IoT can also be used in healthcare systems. There goes your vaccine. Healthcare systems, your medicine, your PharmaKey. So what they've done is they've inundated us with technology, got us addicted to it and so comfortable with it, right, to where we can't live without it. I mean, everything's smart. They're slowly priming us for the mark of the beast. They're slowly priming us to be part, to become part of this Internet of Things, right? Because at the end of the day, for it all to work right, you must take the chip, the RFID technology, to make it all work. They tell you that, you're not going to give up your smartphone, your computer, your TV. You're not going to give all that up. Plus, how many people right now are talking about wanting smartphones and smart this and smart that? Now, don't be mistaken that a lot of this stuff is very convenient and very useful, okay? But do you become so enthralled with it to where it then eventually becomes part of you psychologically and then from there physically? That's the part they're looking to transition mankind over to, is now putting this stuff inside of you. The vaccine is one of the biggest first steps in doing that. It says there are a number of concerns about the risk in the growth of Internet of Things technologies and products, especially in the areas of privacy and security, and consequently, industry and governmental moves to address these concerns have begun, including the development of international and local standards, guidelines, and regulatory frameworks. Now let's go back to the ferrofluid and the venom. Okay. Let's go back to this right here. Because all of this is connected. Look like ferrofluid to you, with some other stuff going on with it to make it do what it's doing. So let's talk about venom. Here we have Symbiote off of Wikipedia.com. The Symbiote are a fictional species of extraterrestrial symbiotes appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, most commonly in association with Spider-Man. So now we can understand why the scientists said this makes them think of and universe of Marvel Comics. The symbiotes form a symbiotic bond with their hosts through which a single entity is created. They also are able to slightly alter their host personalities and or memories by influencing their darkest desires and wants. Let me say that again. They also are able to slightly alter their host's personalities and or memories by influencing their darkest desires and wants. Okay? So you get the symbiote, you go into beast mode. Altered beast. Along with amplifying their physical and emotional traits and personality, granting them superhuman abilities, right? Superheroes, They make it cool. You go over here to dictionary, Merriam-Webster, symbiote, an organism living in symbiosis. What is symbiosis? Biology, the relationship between two different kinds of living things that live together and depend on each other. Like a parasite. They depend on one another like a parasite. A parasite. They depend on one another. All right. That is your venom. Now we're going to come back to venom later in the broadcast, but I want to show, now we're talking about this black goo, this black substance overtaking, you know, at least in this comic, in this movie, and they're showing it to us now as we're looking at this vaccine. But let's see if we can see more here. This says Mark of the Beast implant removed from vaccination site. Vaccinated tag like cattle for the slaughterhouse. Let's see if we can find this black goo going on here with this vaccine in this video here. So here you have the magnet. Remember, we're seeing a lot of magnets. A lot of magnetization going on in the information we brought out tonight. We've seen the magnets with people putting magnets on themselves after taking the vaccine. So here you have a person with a magnet putting it on the vaccination site and stuff raising up from the skin and moving along with the magnet. In the middle, we have them being, you know, opened up through an incision and having this stuff pulled out of them. And here's the black goo on the far right. Graphene is the building block of nanotechnology. So that's why they're using graphene, because at the lowest level, it's the building block. It's the foundation of nanotechnology, of the properties that it has. So it goes inside of you as a liquid, along with the hydrogel, but look at what they're pulling out of this person's arm. Not a liquid being pulled out. And then look at this over here, moving around. Right? Looks like a black hydra with legs and tentacles and everything going on. Graphene reacts with EMF fields, which allow it to spread and grow along the nervous system. Now it makes sense why they're so pushy trying to get this stuff into our arms and into our bodies, okay? Now it makes sense why it's free. Because these people, you think they care about your health. You got another thing coming. Like, why are they so pushy about something that's not killing anybody? They're making it into a pandemic, which it's not. It's free to get. They're telling me I'm going to lose my job if I don't get it, because they're ready for the new world. And as they're slicing this guy's arm open and pulling this graphene out, he's using the magnet to suck this stuff up as he pulls it out of his arm. So this is what's pulled out of you, And then he uses a magnet to suck it up. He said, the beast is Skynet, and we talked about Terminator. See, all these movies work together to give you an overall view of what's going on and what they're doing behind the scenes and now what's being revealed, right, through the revelation that they're prepping us for the mark of the beast. That's what this push is for. They're prepping. The reason they're so pushy, they're ready to bring forth the mark of the beast throughout the whole world. Okay, that's your black goo. Okay, so again, there's more here with this video, but I think you get the point. Let's go to the next part, graphene and its ability to light bulbs through people. Check this out. Look at that. Black goo. So graphene ran this light for 5 minutes by itself, just the graphene in itself. No electricity. Ran this for 5 minutes. So it holds electricity, has the ability to generate and conduct electricity. Has a new race been created? Let's see. The COVID vaccinated are showing new abilities. Magnetic and now electrical powers. They can light up LED bulbs by using their injection sites. So check this out. Where he got vaccinated, the injection, light bulb comes on. Light bulb. Watch this guy. He's putting it all over his body. Puts it where he got vaccinated. Light bulb comes on. Won't come on anywhere else. And so as they continue to keep vaccinating you, they're filling you up with this stuff. One shot after the other. Along with the hydras, along with the hydrogel, and no telling what else. All the while your body's making spike proteins continuously of this synthetic virus they've created. So not just magnetic, but you become electrical. Has a new race been created? Whose race? Lucifer race. That's whose race. Bill Gates sponsored technology called Quantum Dots using Lucifer Race, Inc. to reveal whether kids have been vaccinated. Okay, so we talked about the quantum dots, this patch that uses luciferase ink, and it will let you know if someone's been vaccinated or not, right? Along with the blue lights or the black lights they're putting up in neighborhoods. See if they can see the luciferase flowing through your veins. If you light up, if you respond to the light. mRNA vaccine delivered through hydrogel shows promise as a durable cancer immunotherapy. So this goes in talking about the mRNA and how they're looking to use it with the hydrogel and what they're trying to convince you will cure cancer. See, as long as it sounds good, you think to yourself, oh yeah, the hydrogel is good. Oh yeah, the mRNA vaccines, all these things are good in theory. Before you do your research, when you do your research, you pull back the veil, you take the wig off the pig, you see, oh, it's a real pig here. It's not a woman, it's a pig. Just had a wig on and it was in disguise. So that's the part a lot of people aren't doing. They're just listening to the TV. TV's telling them, hey, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. Same thing Eve was told in the garden. You shall not surely die, because they want to make you immortal. So the people that die are kind of like collateral damage. They're not, you know, there's going to be those that in the name of science and experimentation die. Okay? But they're looking to make you a immortal cyborg, okay, with beast properties, with properties of animals, okay, your altered beast. Got a couple more videos here to show, and then I'm going to go into Hollywood and show, then we're going to go into Hollywood and see how Hollywood has been showing us this, what we're seeing this whole time. They've disguised it to an extent. They've been showing it to us this whole time. Let's check this. Check this out. What is the superhero vaccine? They have a superhero vaccine, the future of medicine. This vaccine would help the body to repair and even improve itself. Again, going into that self-healing component of what they're trying to be able to make mankind be able to do, so you can't die. It would cut premature death in some adults by as much as 50%. The thing of it is, they're already injecting mankind with the superhero jab. They're just not telling you that's what it actually is, right? It's something that's looking to make you into a superhero or make you think that you have superpowers. Okay, you now have, you know, you're now the altered beast mode. So they make you think, oh, this is 10 years out. No, they're doing it now. It's just once they get to a point, that's when they'll segue you over into saying, oh, now look at all this power you have. Whereas like the devil promised Adam and Eve in the garden, the creator couldn't give you this power, but I gave it to you, right? I gave you the knowledge of good and evil, all these things. I made you as a god. Thank you. And really what this shows is how much these scientists hate the Son of the Creator, because the healing comes from the Creator through his Son. All right. So they're trying to bypass Christ and talk about, you know, we can eradicate all disease, and, you know, you, when you get injured, you'll just heal yourself. So instead of that power coming from the Creator on high through his Son, because that's the power his Son brought, was the power of healing. Okay. They're looking to bypass that and say, you know what? Nah, that ain't how you heal. This science, what we've made, this is how you heal. This is how you attain eternal life. So this really shows just how much these scientists hate Christ by trying to bypass him for healing. So let's go to a couple videos left here before we go into Hollywood. This video says doctors are pleading with authority to stop the vaccine madness, but their concerns fall on deaf ears. Let me play this in Firefox. One moment. So here it is. These doctors are finding inorganic alien materials, meaning something that's not known in our environment. They have no business being inside a human body. They can't identify what these things are, whether it's metallic or an organism. They don't know what it is. And so they're saying, well, because we don't know what none of this stuff is, none of this stuff should be inside of a human body. Stop the vaccines. They have to stop. That's what these doctors and scientists are calling for. Right, so it's coming out more and more doctors are checking out these vials and what's inside of them, finding all types of unidentified, I don't know if you want to call them flying objects, UFOs, MSOs, unidentified swimming objects swimming around in this gunk, this goo, this serpent venom, the snake oil, metals, and all kind of things that I think she said, what, 1,000 of those little metals are in one drop, but all this stuff's inorganic. This is stuff that can be identified. They don't know it's foreign, it's alien. It comes from somewhere else. All right. Let's go to predictive programming. I want to go into Hollywood and look at the predictive programming, how they've been showing us this and preparing us for this alien. All right. They've been preparing us for this pandemic, this Hydra, this parasite. This is a 1950s clip. Now, I showed a 1920s cartoon that predicted the whole pandemic to a T. This is a 1950s video clip. Let's check this out. Let me see if Google Chrome is going to show this. In what year? In what year? Something would. This is 1956. It gave a year and a location that a virus or a pandemic would arrive. Let's say that again. So how did they know? How did experts in 1956 predict that a virus would, in 2020, emerge from somewhere in Asia that would restrict travel and keep people from traveling, and that in times past, it could have been contained, but this one won't be contained. Unless they were planning the future the whole time. Unless they were planning the future the whole time. I want to talk about some movies now. There's a movie, y'all may be familiar with it, Star Trek, First Contact, 1996. It says, in the film, the crew of the USS Enterprise travel back in time, because you're time travel, from the 24th century to the mid-21st century to stop the cybernetic Borg from conquering Earth by changing their past. Okay? Mankind traveling back in time to stop the Borg who is taking over the Earth. And what does it say in the movie? Resistance is futile. Okay, you cannot resist the Borg. So we're going to watch a couple of video clips from this particular movie to kind of give insight into the altered carbon and them assimilating mankind into the beast or into the Borg, the one mind, mixing the miry clay and the iron. So the Borg have taken over the ship and are assimilating all the crew into becoming cyborgs, right? Transhumanism, transitioning them from carbon into altered carbon. Now, let's hear some actual dialogue from this movie. It's going to be very, very telling, right? Let's go to the next clip here. Now, this is an android in the particular franchise, Star Trek. This is an android named Data, all right? She is the beginning, the end, the one who is many. The whore of Babylon. Order to chaos. So another movie that you can check out, it actually goes into the whole transhumanism Borg concept of assimilating mankind into a collective consciousness controlled by, you know, of course, got the queen bee right there, mixing the iron with the miry clay. And we talked about Prometheus last broadcast. We talked about it a little bit on this broadcast. I wanted to go back to Prometheus. Now, Prometheus comes from the Alien franchise. So for those seen Alien, came out in the 79. Then you had Aliens come out in the 80s. You had Alien 3 come out in the 90s. So the whole Alien genre, Prometheus was a prequel to Alien. Okay, it was made after Alien, but it was actually before in the timeline. Let's watch a clip here from Prometheus. So just so people understand what's going on, we saw the engineer drinking the black goo, okay? You had an android named David in Prometheus, he took his fingertip in the black goo and he put it in the drink of this woman's partner. All right, they ended up having relations. She got pregnant and she went through 9 months to 10 months gestation in one day. So she's ready to give birth, right? That's fast forwarding you up to the timeline here in this particular part of the movie. Now, what is that? That's what came out of her. Right? That looked similar to this guy. There's that guy, and then there's this guy. Very similar in looks. All right, now we're going to fast forward maybe a couple hours in the timeline of this, not necessarily the time of the movie, but if you were thinking in real time, 2 hours later in real time, we're going to fast forward to see what this creature looks like in 2 hours, right? You're doing real time. So there goes David, the android. So again, we see another space movie with an android. We saw Star Trek with the android. Prometheus has an android too, right? And the giant just ripped his head off his body. There he is. So 2 hours later, and this is what has grown, this that little thing that came out of her stomach, the size of a creature. And again, the tentacled hydra is what it replicates, is what it, you know, resembles. Of a giant, of a Nephilim. All right, now let's fast forward maybe an hour or two in real time to see what happens next. Maybe not even an hour. So in goes the Hydra, out comes the what?